This is Jesse Gilmore with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. With the coronavirus pandemic putting pressure on local food systems, interest is resurfacing in homeowners starting victory gardens in their yards. Victory gardens, originally called war gardens, began in the late 1910s as the U.S. entered World War I. Renamed to Victory Gardens in World War II, it was the public's way of easing pressure on food supplies by having American citizens produce the most of their own food. Today, gardening is one of the best options for a change of scenery and exercise while still self-isolating to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Many people have gardens already established, but some people might need to start a new garden from scratch. Begin by deciding what you want to eat. This is helpful for ensuring that what you grow will be eaten and narrows down the list of plants for your garden. However, it is important to make sure that you aren't trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. Plants are usually pretty flexible in the kinds of growing conditions they will tolerate, but putting them in their preferred environments will ensure that you get the most bang for your buck. Some fruit and vegetables, such as peppers, tomatoes, eggplants, and melons, and most fruit, will require full sun in order to maximize production, whereas leafy vegetables and root crops will tolerate shady conditions better. For more information on today's topic, call your local extension office or email me at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report.